Flying Colors, the story of a remarkable group of artists and the transcendent power of art, by Tim Leffens. Copyright 2002 by Tim Leffens. This unabridged recording of the reading of Flying Colors was published by arrangement with Janklow and Nesbitt and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Grover Gardner. This book is 212 pages long. Dedication for Anne Bannister. Flying Colors. When you get to the top of the hill, there are two ways to go. Straight, which will take you into the woods, and left, which will take you to the hospital. I'd been told it was a school. The car slows to a crawl past the fancy wooden sign. It seemed like a nice enough thing, an abstract painter being invited to a school. But I, like you, am not anxious to go into a hospital, no matter what the reason. The last acres of rising fields behind me now. The building appears. Low, one-story, brick. It sits up on the top of this high hill, alone, quaint little towns and farmlands in the valley far below. A cardboard box under each arm, I wait outside the automatic glass doors of the main entrance. With a pneumatic exhale, the door rumbles open, and I step into the building. The receptionist is on the phone. When she gets off, she places a piece of paper and a blank ID badge on the counter, pushes them toward me. "Fill these out," she says, then turns back to her work.